Strange Adventure.
Inspector Jonathan Hawk turned from his place at the bar of the clubhouse at the mention of his name. A middle-aged, well-groomed man stood beside him.
Hello, Jonathan. It's been a long time since I've seen you.
Well, Ben Bodkin, how's the gadget business?
Fine. But, Jonathan, I'm in trouble. I want you to help me.
What's wrong?
Well, some time ago, the boys here at the club saw the ad of a matrimonial bureau and dared me to answer it. I did. I not only got plenty of answers, but a very attractive Spanish girl even visited my hotel to see me.
And you found your male lord and mate already had a husband?
No, but she has a very jealous sweetheart, also of the very fiery Latin blood.
Where is this Latin lover now?
Somewhere in the city. I got a letter the other day threatening trouble. I don't know where his girlfriend is. I only saw her once.
Well, I'll give you a bodyguard tomorrow.
Fine. Well, now let's get back to the party and have some fun. Oh, look at this. This is one of our latest novelties.
Bodkin placed a hand in his coat pocket. Suddenly, two tiny electric bulbs fastened to the eyelets of his shoes flashed on.
I've got the battery and switch concealed in my pocket.
The party was going well when Bodkin was summoned to the door. He stepped outside, shivering as the chill wind swept around him. The figure of a heavily coated man stepped into the circle of light at the doorway, an automatic held menacingly in his hand.
Come on out to the car. My friend wants to talk to you.
Bodkin moved toward the sedan parked at the curb. The gun jammed hard against his back. The rear door opened, and he was shoved roughly inside. The occupant of the car stirred as Bodkin fell into the seat beside him.
Senor Bodkin, what have you done with my Juanita? But I don't know where she is. I haven't seen her.
You lie. If you no tell where is Juanita, you die. Pete, take us out to the country where we can talk private.
Finally, the car stopped, and the kidnappers dragged the victim to a tall tree near the side of the road. Then, the helpless victim felt himself hoisted several feet above the ground. The Spaniard leered up at him.
You fool. We tie you up. You would not talk. Now you must stay here and die.
The men drove away, leaving Bodkin swinging like a pendulum in the icy wind. Slowly a warm and welcome numbness crept into his cold and tortured limbs, and he felt himself drifting into unconsciousness. Bodkin regained consciousness in the hospital room with Inspector Jonathan Hawk at his bedside. The police officer told him what had happened.
When the doorman at the club tonight told me you'd been called to the door and disappeared, I knew something was wrong. I sent out a general alarm. Then Sergeant Cassidy and I took up the search. Just by luck, we picked the road your kidnappers had taken. We saw two lights blinking at the side of the road and found you dangling from the tree. In your last struggle to free yourself, you must have pressed the button to turn on the lights on your shoes. That little gadget of yours saved your life tonight.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Old Three Toes, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.